Then the Lord will help you overcome any kind of temptation. Praise the Lord. So let's go to our new subtopic today is on guard your eyes. Whatever you see, be careful with what you hear, but first, the eye. Eye is also a gate. So if you open it, if you don't open it wisely, it can affect you spiritually. Praise the Lord. So let's read from the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 34. Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when it is unhealthy, your body is filled with darkness. This is from New Living Translation. Your eye is another gate. So if it is unhealthy, everything you see is negative. It affects the entire body. But if everything you see is of the light, then it will give you strength, it will build your body, and you will be able to walk in the light. Mm. Praise the Lord.
Amen. So
the book says that God made us in such a way that our body naturally reacts with what we see. Mm. This is the reason why the Bible says, guard your eyes, for it is the lamp to your body. Mm. If your eyes are full of light, then your body will be of light. And if your eyes is full of darkness, then your body will be dark. What you see and watch matters if you want to maintain your sexual purity. Mm-hmm. In a world dominated with sexual perversion and images that allure people into sexual sin, you will need to make deliberate decision to stay apart. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Today, even the movies people watch has sexual insinuation that can slowly enter you to sin. Mm-hmm. What you see will affect the way your body reacts. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Nowadays, even watching television is becoming a difficult thing to do. You want to watch news, but in between news there are several advertisements. Mm. And these advertisements are in connection to the body, to the flesh. Mm. So they kind of draw your mind
away
from what you expected. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There are things that used to be a secret in life. Things to do with menstruation in women. Things to do with sanitary pads. Those were things which were not talked about. Praise the Lord. Mm. Nobody used to talk about them in public. There are things to do with seduction. Praise the Lord.
Prostitution. You know, today prostitution is being advertised in national television.
They
show you some
dating sites.
Those are a form of modern prostitution, and they post it there on the television, and they say give a call. They even put a number there.
Yeah.
They tell you give a call, then you can use your credit card, and then they connect you with somebody. You know, today prostitution is being practiced in the open.
Mm. That's true. Mm-hmm. Leave alone that, even this program where one man, I don't know, they call it bachelor and bachelorette. Wow. Like a woman is being programmed with 10 men, or a man being programmed with 10 women, and he goes to date with all of them. Mm. In the mind of spirit that is promoting prostitution
and perversion.
And perversion. Mm. How can one man go out, go to date with all these women, and he has to choose one out of them?
And they are sharing physical contact.
So sad. Mm. But that is what the devil is planning to do in the life of Christians. Mm. To kind of make sin look good. Because most of the time we run home, we want to watch these programs. Mm. And we say, who won it? Mm. Who won his heart? But what we are not shown is that, are these marriages lasting?
They always break after a year or two.
They don't show us what goes on and how the wife feels after being selected out of the 10 people. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we really have to take care of our salvation. Mm. The world is the world. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But if you are of the Spirit, sometimes you'll have to shut down even the TV. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let just God direct you on which channel to watch and watch at what time. And it is really hard because sometimes on YouTube you want to put a worship song. Mm. And in between the worship, when you are just about to start praying, somebody has put an advertisement.
Which doesn't glorify God, eh?
Which doesn't glorify God. Mm. Then your mind deviates from worship and now to this worldly thing. Mm. So it is becoming so tough for Christians such that we need to find ways in which we can maybe download these songs or sing our own songs and listen to them.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Pastor, you have a word?
Yeah, you know, the Bible says that the eyes are the lamp to the body.
Amen.
And you know, Jesus was teaching about this. This is the teaching of Jesus.
Amen.
And I've come to realize whatever Jesus was saying was actually true. Mm-hmm. Because your eyes is like a gate. And that's why you see the enemy is using images. Like we live in a society where images send a sublingual language into your mind. Mm? Mm-hmm. You walk into the street, you find an advertisement of shoes with a half-naked woman. You see stuff like that, you know? So you begin to wonder, what has shoes to do with a naked woman? Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. And Amen. You see these things, they are pasted everywhere. Like if you live in Chicago, like where we live in, you know, the nudity is the order of the day. Nakedness is the order of the day. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes you see pillow being advertised with a half-naked person. Hallelujah. You see alcohol with a beach and all that. You know, they see people drinking beer and alcohol and people are naked and all that. So images is one of the places where the enemy has held people in bondage through images. And sometimes it's not people's intention. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. When you leave your home, you know, you you want to stay focused. You know, you don't live with an intent to sin. Praise be to God.
Amen.
But you have no idea what you're going to see. Praise be to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there is this scripture from the book of Proverbs that says, let your eyes stay focused. Mm-hmm. Don't turn to the left or to the right. Sometimes you have to gaze upwardly. You have to gaze in front of you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, you have to guard your ear gaze as much as possible. I have even seen in some Christian group, even on Facebook, you know, you see people posting pornography and all that. And you see an innocent person that thought that this is a Christian group will go there and meet with this thing. Then they start getting haunted. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So guard your eyes because, you know, your eyes is the lamp to your body. Praise be to God.
Amen.
When you watch healthy things, they send the right message to your body. Praise be to God.
Amen.
But when you watch corrupt things, they send a message to your spirit, which eventually translates to your body. And then your body will begin to behave in a certain way. You'll begin to dream these dreams of lust and so on, because you watch people kissing each other. Praise mm-hmm. be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You watch those things and they translate to your mind and into mm-hmm. your spirit. Hallelujah. So if you watch lies, you watch gossip, you watch stuff like that, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
it will affect you. So be careful what you watch, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, if your body is dark, how much dark are you? If your body is, your eyes is dark, hallelujah. Do you know your body can be dark and you don't know? Praise be unto Jesus, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
because of what you see. So guard upon what you see, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Guard your eyes. Just the same way you guard your heart, be careful with your eyes. Be careful with the things you gaze at. Be careful with the things you post, the images you post, hallelujah. You know, there are people who are just picking images on the internet, then they post it there without knowing the meaning. You know, there are some images that are satanic. Mm? Be careful of the kind of clothes you buy. There are some clothes with satanic marks.
Mm-hmm. Mm?
You find a Christian bought a cloth with a skeleton. Hallelujah. With a drawing of a human skeleton or a human. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
What has that to do with you?
Mm-hmm.
Praise be unto Jesus. You are opening unnecessary gates that will haunt you. You know, you find a Christian, even rings, be careful, even some rings in the market, there are some rings that are very demonic.
Hmm? Mm-hmm.
Once you wear those rings, you begin to have weird dreams. You begin to see yourself in the forest. You begin to see people chasing you
mm-hmm.
because those rings are demonic.
Hmm? Mm-hmm. Pray.
There are some symbols. You know, with time, the Lord has taught me, like, if I see a symbol that is demonic, I can just tell that is demonic. Even in a cloth, hmm? You may just go to do your normal shopping of clothing, and you see certain clothes and they have demonic symbols in between. Praise be unto God. One day we will cover some of demonic symbols. In case you see it in a cloth, in whatever you want to buy, be careful of it. Hallelujah. The enemy is everywhere and is using images to put people in bondage, to put people struggling with sin. A lot of people are struggling with sin because of a lot of images that doesn't glorify God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your eye is what tells you, it what guides you on what to do. When you go to buy a cloth, you use uh-huh. your eye to uh-huh. see which one you want to buy.
Uh-huh.
When you want to cook food, it is your eye that guides you.
Uh-huh.
So eye is really important, just as Pastor said.
Uh-huh.
You need to be careful because it is what you see that sends message to the brain.
Mm.
And then you decide what you want.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
So the book says, there is also something about the eyes that it never gets satisfied.
Mm.
Our generation today is feeding on images that have darkened their souls, and they are never satisfied.
Mm.
Watch what you see and engage in healthy activities that can bring light to your body.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 27 verse 20 says, hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied.
Wow. Isn't that something?
So scary.
Hell and destruction are mm-hmm. never full.
Mm-hmm.
So the eyes of man are never satisfied. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you want to put your faith in what you see, you will never get satisfied. You know, you will, even if you enter into pornography or whatever, no matter how many images you see, It will never satisfy you. Mm-hmm. Praise be to God. Because the eyes are never satisfied. Praise mm-hmm. be to God.
Amen.
Like today you see somebody buying a phone. They come home. They say, oh, this phone is so nice. You see the way they advertise that this new Samsung phone, this 5G phone, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing, they produce another one. Then you look at this another one. You're like, ah, this one is not good no more. Praise be to God. Now I need this new one, you know. Because mm-hmm. ever and ever and ever, because the eyes is never satisfied.
Satisfied.
Praise be unto God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you have to be very careful where you direct your, you know, mm-hmm. even some people, they're looking for women that are beautiful or men that are handsome. Those are the men they want to date. Hallelujah. This week they were dating this girl. Then next week they meet another one. I'm like, hey, this one looks more beautiful than the other one. Then the next time, then their eyes is on the another person. Praise be unto God. Mm-hmm. And that's why we need to be led by the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we allow ourselves to be led by what we see, mm-hmm. we will end up in destruction.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But be led by the inner man, by the Spirit of God, so that you make the right decision. Because there are things that are deceptive. There are things that appear as beauty, but they are camouflage beauty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you hear of that story? Was it this Chinese guy
mm-hmm.
Who married this lady? They even had two or three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he was suing his wife that the children they gave birth to were ugly. Did you hear that case?
I heard it.
Yeah, the wife cheated on him because the wife was putting makeup. So the wife looked beautiful on makeup until they got married. Then one day he found the wife with no makeup and was like, what? I was like, this is not the person I married. Praise be unto God.
But makeup is just a paint.
But you see the kind of image of what this guy in his mind, what he thought he married was not really what he really married. So it came out that their children didn't look as handsome or beautiful as he expected. Praise be unto God. You know, that was a trending story in the internet. And this guy went to court to sue the lady for deceiving him. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. So
Amen.
Do not rely on your eye to make decision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rely on your spirit. Rely on the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
Be led by the Spirit in making wise decisions about life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it sounds like a humor, but that is the reality.
Mm.
There are so many men who have been caught up in the same dilemma.
Mm.
Like you see a lady in makeup, then when it comes in the morning, you find that it is somebody else. When the makeup comes out, it's not the same person you went out with yesterday.
You got scared, huh?
Yeah, you get scared and you're like, is he the real one? Or? And now even men are getting into makeup. There are so many men who are applying makeup out there. So you find that he's a brown guy, yes, nice lips, but after some time, when you get used to them, you come to realize he's not the same person. So makeup business, makeup industry is getting into the head of so many people. But reality is better remain natural and walk with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't follow the internet, the adverts you see on TV, things you see on the world. You know, even nowadays, just advertising a car on TV, they have to use a sexy lady. They say a sexy lady. Why? Because they want to lie to you. So your eye will
be captivated.
Will be captivated. Amen.
Amen.
So the third point is fasting and prayer. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 27, New King James Version. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
Wow.
Amen. It is not just about you preaching, but you too preaching to yourself. Not just about preaching to others, but you too, you have to take care of yourself.
And you know, this scripture basically talk about fasting.
Mm.
Because when Paul was saying that I have learned to discipline my body, that is fasting. In some scripture, in some versions say, I've learned to beat my body to subjection. You know, when you fast, you discipline your body. You are bringing the desires of your body into control. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
And that's why it is difficult for a Christian to maintain a saved life when they are not fasting.
Mm-hmm.
It is almost impossible.
That's
praise
true.
Be unto God. It is almost impossible for a Christian to maintain their right standing with God and for them to walk in the Spirit when the fasting is not part of their life. Hallelujah. You know, fasting should be something that a Christian practices all the time. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You know, when you see your body begins to react in a different way, enter into fasting. Subdue your body into subjection. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Spend time away from food and spend time in prayer and studying the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because each and every one, you understand yourself. Praise be unto God.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time as a believer you can feel that the flesh wants to overwhelm the spirit.
Amen.
Praise be unto God.
Mm-hmm.
You may feel, mahitaji ya mwili inakuwa mingi. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Enter into fasting. Subdue yourself. Discipline your body. Praise be unto God. You know, this walk is not a easy walk. And sometimes I look at believers and I wonder, how do you survive when you don't even fast? You eat all the time. Praise be unto God. And that's why people enter into gossip. People enter into lies. You know, people enter into bitterness. People enter into anger. People enter into different deeds of the flesh. And deeds of the flesh is not just sexual sin. Lies is part of the deeds of the flesh. Bitterness
malice.
Is part of deeds of the flesh. Mm-hmm. Selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
When you are not fasting, you become so selfish with people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be a blessing to other people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You urge to see other people succeed before you. Praise be to God. Because mm-hmm. the flesh is up there. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
Jealousy, selfishness, hallelujah. So that's why we fast, so that the deeds of the flesh doesn't overcome the work of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So the book says there is no way to overcome sexual temptation if you don't fast and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Many Christians have become the lazy kind and expect to overcome temptations without fasting.
Mm.
You must develop a culture of personal fasting to keep your body in check.
Mm.
Don't fast because somebody has told you to fast, but consider fasting as part of your Christian life.
Hallelujah.
If you can overcome temptation of food, you can overcome any other temptations.
Wow.
To your surprise is that even the satanists, they do fast.
Hmm.
They know the principles of the Bible.
Hmm.
Even the Muslims, they do fast. And they fast more than Christians. So, learn how to put your body in subjection.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, it is not something that we can say is difficult, we can't do, because if somebody in other ministry is doing it perfectly, more than you who knows God, then how much can you do it? It means you can do it even far more better than them because you know you are God.
And you know, when you're a beginner, when you begin to fast, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that you just don't eat anything. You can even start a half day fasting. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm,
then
yeah.
it goes to a day fasting. Like that, slowly by slowly, as you train yourself, mm-hmm. to spend time with God and to connect with the Spirit of God. You know, the moment when you are in fasting, you are more connected with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You are able to discern well. You are able to make right judgment. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Because your spirit is in constant fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, because the reason why we say you put your body into discipline is that when you are really into fasting and you're praying, you find that day you feel more hungrier than any other days you take your food. Or all of a sudden you just feel like you smell a taste of food which is not there. Praise the Lord.
Or some people will just come out of nowhere to bring candy, to bring biscuit, to bring all this kind of stuff. You know, sometimes the days I fast, people come from nowhere. Everybody wants to give you food.
Food.
And I'm like, what's going on?
Or everyone is asking you, why are you not eating? Let's go for lunch. Things like that. So if you can overcome all those, it means you are growing.
Hallelujah.
You are growing. So it is not something that difficult as you may perceive it. But you can start with 3 hours, go to 6 hours, 9 hours. Then you'll find one day as you go on and on, it will reach a point where you just want to fast the whole week. You want to fast 3 weeks. Praise the Lord. So it depends with your faith, but we are here to encourage you that a Christian without fasting and prayer is a weak vessel. But now you need all strength to fight back the kingdom of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. So we are on point number 4. Avoid being in the wrong places. Now this is for everyone. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 7 verse 6. For at the window of my house I looked through my lattice and I saw among the simple, I perceived among the youths a young man devoid of understanding. Passing along the street near her corner, and he took the path to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and there a woman met him. this is serious.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
With the attire of a harlot and a crafty heart. She was loud and rebellious. Her feet will not stay at home.
Uh-oh.
You are in trouble, man. devil is in your life now. You have no option.
You know, this is one of the scriptures that helped me to keep my sexual purity after I got saved.
Oh my God, this is serious.
Because every time the Spirit could always remind me of Proverbs chapter 7. A simple man, a young man devoid of understanding. You
innocent.
Know, a lot of why youths, they don't know how the world runs.
Mm-hmm.
Praise be unto God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, whatever you see on TV, on soap operas, you see on TV that a young lady, a virgin lady, goes to visit a man living by himself, and then they stay in the house for hours. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what are you thinking is going to happen there? Praise be unto God. You think that man is so innocent that you go to visit their apartment. Hallelujah. They are single. They stay alone. There's no relative. Hallelujah. And you want to come out there pure. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. You know, people do things that put them at risk. Then you hear that somebody was raped. You hear that somebody defiled you. You know, because you went to wrong places. You know, this guy was walking, going into the wrong place at the wrong time. Hallelujah. He was going to a street full of prostitutes. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. And the Bible speaks of the time. It was evening. It was entering in the dark. Do you know, in the dark time, in the evening is when you see the prostitutes on Koinange. Hallelujah. You don't see them during the day. Praise be unto God. But in the night, they are there in the Koinange street. Praise be unto God. So there are some things that happens during certain time. So as a young person, you have to make sure you avoid going to some places. Avoid going to these wild parties. They may call them birthday party, like here in the United States. They dance, all that. People end up being raped after those parties. People end up in sexual activities after those parties. Hallelujah. Avoid places where you go and people are drinking. You know, there are some places I've been invited, hallelujah, to go, even for baby shower and stuff like that. And people are drinking, they mix drinks. Some places where you go, they mix drinks. You know, they have a bottle of Fanta there. They have a bottle of Coca-Cola there. And they have already mixed it with alcohol. Mm-hmm. You know, you enter, you don't know. You know, you pour the drink, you drink. You are intoxicated.
So sad.
After that, you don't even know where somebody slept with you or not. Praise be unto Jesus. And a lot of people have landed into a lot of problems. Hallelujah. And even when dating, avoid being in hidden places. Praise be unto God. Mm-hmm. You know, don't allow that man to say, oh, come, I'm going to cook for you in my place. And there you go, oh, he's going to cook for me. And the two of you are not married. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, if you want to eat, go to a restaurant where other people are seated down there. Praise be unto Jesus. You know, avoid places that will land you into sin.
Yeah, that's true. Because sometimes you find that a guy wants to marry a lady and they do this party before the day of the wedding, and people end up messing up. So there are a lot of activities which we do, inviting temptation to ourselves at the wrong time, at the wrong place. We should be seeking God that night of the wedding, because you never know what will happen during your wedding day. Remember, the baby shower is a day that you are supposed to be praying for the birth of this child. This child is not even born. People should be coming together to pray for a soul, a newborn soul that is coming to the world, a new world full of temptation. But what do people do? People are celebrating in alcoholism. People are celebrating in flesh. Nothing to do with God. Nothing to do with the life of this child. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is not bad to celebrate, but a little prayer, a little focus on the things of God, because this child is spiritual. Everything you are doing is of God. So he's coming to life. So you have to speak life on that day. Focus on God on that day. Praise the Lord. It is an opportunity that the family has given you people to come and pray, break any chain that can break, that can affect the life of that child. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Things to do with the, is it bridal shower? There are a lot of stuff that goes on, but the world has put it in a different way. That the husband has to move with another lady that night. They prepare a lady for him to sleep with.
They defile the marriage before even it happens.
So why take it to the altar? When you are taking it to the altar, you are going to receive a curse which is not yours. Because in the presence of God, if it is holy, it has to remain holy.
The marriage bell should not be defiled.
Mm-hmm. but now it has already been defiled, then it's like giving a slap on God's face.
Yeah, you know, these are practices and of the world, and they are very common even here in the United States. You find that the night to the wedding, this guy, they have this wild party where a group of men come, then they bring these prostitutes, you know, to, and then they say, oh, this is your last time to kuanyaanya. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, then final time.
Actually, this is your final time to play around with women. Then they bring these ladies and they sleep with this guy while others are watching. These are practices that are happening in this world. And this is the guy that will be joining himself to his bride the next day. Can you imagine what has just happened?
So sad.
The night before their wedding. Hallelujah. You know, those are the things that we have to avoid. Avoid the appearance of evil. Praise be unto God. Avoid. Hallelujah. If you are invited in a place and you feel your life is gonna be a compromise there, don't go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are places that have been invited. You know, there was a time I was invited with a Kenyan group to go to they were having this dance or something in a place. Hallelujah. Then they invite these local musicians to United States from Kenya. Hallelujah. And then they say that the place is not good for children because the people will be drinking Tasca from Kenya. You get what I'm saying?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And some Kenyans were like, oh, let's go. People are just going to dance. How can I go to a place where people will be dancing worldly songs and drinking alcohol? Praise be unto Jesus. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in a place like that. Hallelujah. Because I know I'm not going to be blessed. Praise be unto God. Mm-hmm. You know, if I go to a place like that, when I come back home, my spirit will be so grieved. Praise be to Jesus. Because it is not an atmosphere where I can be blessed. Praise be unto God. So I will rather avoid going to places like that.
Amen.
Amen.
That's true. Because this world is funny. And the things to do with the flesh is not like, you will eat food today and eat. You eat food at lunchtime, then you will eat it at supper. No. Things of the flesh, once you awaken them, they can affect you in your entire life. Because they are spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you sleep with a person, the spirit of that person is implanted in you. So it is not something that you can even go to the hospital and get treated about. Praise the Lord. It is not something that you can wash with a soap and forget about it. No. But it is something that you will need God to deliver you. It is something
soul
that
ties,
you will need
like soul ties,
yeah, things,
you know?
Like soul ties, like, yeah. You are marrying this lady and you have already slept with another lady a night to her wedding, expecting that you will remain peaceful in that marriage.
There's no way.
There is no way it will work. Because if this lady cannot perform to an extent of that hallowed deed on that night, you will always remember. And the more you remember about it, the more it will affect both of you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. So the book says, many people have landed into unnecessary problems for being in a wrong place at the wrong time. The book of Proverbs talks of a young man roaming on the streets near the house of a promiscuous woman in the evening time, when it is approaching darkness. That is the right time. God, I must.
The wrong time to be roaming around.
Yeah. So, the question that comes is, what was he doing there at that time? Why roam near the house of a promiscuous woman, and especially when it is approaching darkness? Why are you going to visit the house of your partner when you know they live alone? Why going to segregated places where only few people can see the two of you and expect not to fall into sin? Why join that birthday party when alcohol will be part of the day? Why stay late chatting when you are supposed to be back at your home? The young man in the book of Proverbs was caught up in a mess he didn't expect for roaming in the wrong places. You must be careful of the kind of friends that you have near you. Sometimes you can tell from the signals these friends give you. There are some people who should not be visited easily. You may need to accompany yourself with somebody else when going to visit certain people. There are many who have ended up being raped while going for a home Bible study. If you happen to go to a Bible study in the house of a single lady or man and nobody else is around, don't enter that house. Better wait from outside until a third party comes in. Application of wisdom can truly save you from costly mistakes.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 33, New King James Version. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Amen, amen.
Evil company corrupts good habits.
You know, sometimes I see even pastors make this kind of huge mistakes. You go, as a pastor, you go for a Bible study to the house of this single lady, you know. Sometimes I've found a pastor, they go to visit this single lady and they stay in that house for hours. And they are just the two of them. That is not wisdom. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. That is not wisdom. Whether there is a Bible study there and that day other people choose not to come, just go back home. Either wait for the other people to come from outside. Praise be to Jesus. And if nobody is coming, go back to your home. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. You are a single lady. There is this Bible study happening to this home. And the wife is not, the man is not around. The wife is not around. Only the man is there. And you found yourself, only the two of you, leave. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
Leave. Hallelujah. Don't open doors for sin. There's a lot of people that have opened doors for sin and say, oh, just excuse yourself. Hallelujah. It is wisdom. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
You know, this flesh thing is very tricky. Flesh should not be given opportunity.
That's true.
And that's why the Bible, when it comes to sexual sin, the Bible says flee, run.
Flee, yeah.
Don't try to manage it. Don't try to contain it. Just run for your life. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. You know, there are people who are trying to manage sin. Oh, let me just go and visit him. You know he lives alone. What are you going to do in it? Oh, you know, I'm going to help wash the dishes. I'm going to help wash his clothes. No, that is foolishness. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't go. Let the man wash the dishes. Let the man wash their own clothes. Praise be unto God. If
Amen.
They care much, let them marry you. Praise be unto Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't give an opportunity for sin. It's very dangerous.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, some things also happen in life. Like you find your husband is not treating you well. And at workplace you have a man as a friend. So you have been close, sharing your marriage problems together for a long time. Then in the long run, you find that he's the only person whom you can share your stories with him. Praise the Lord. So the more you share, the more he gives you solutions to your problem. the more it continues, it opens a certain door which becomes difficult to close. Because this guy, in his mind, he will start thinking that you have certain interest on him. These are fleshly things that you shouldn't open door for. So you might think that you are just speaking to him for solutions, but the enemy knows how to play cards. One day he might try to lure you into sexual sin.
Because now they know your weakness.
Yes. So those are other ways which the enemy has also been using to break marriages.
But you see, the big problem comes in when now, you know, before people get married, they are kind of friends, they go out, they court, they do all kind of, they date, hallelujah. But you see, when people enter into marriage, they start treating each other as a rival. You see, that's where the problem comes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Instead of treating each other as a companion, because a companion is a friend. A companion is somebody you can confide in, somebody you can listen to, praise be unto God, somebody you can talk to. So when it reaches at that place where you don't feel comfortable to talk with your husband or to talk with your wife, then it means there's already an age between the two of you. Hallelujah. The two of you have developed a wall. And like, for example, if you meet somebody like from the outside, they'll always have a wall. Everyone always has a wall, especially when it comes to people of the opposite sex. You know, they can allow you to go to a certain extent, or they can allow you to crack certain jokes. And some certain jokes, they'll be saying, oh no, you are not that close to me to tell me those kind of jokes. You get what I'm saying?
Amen.
They're like, oh, I don't think, have you ever cracked a joke to somebody, then instead of them laughing, they get mad with you?
Of course, it happens. you are happy.
It's like, I don't think I'm that close enough with you. You know, because that is a wall of security to themselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as husband and wife, it's very important to break those walls down that can block fellowship. Yeah, that can block airing of grievances. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. So that the two of you communicate and solve issues together.
Amen. Of course, yeah, truly, because marriage without communication is like walking on thorn. If somebody's not there to listen to you, it becomes really hard. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So husbands, please, when wives be together, if there is no communication, find a way on how to solve problems and let there be unity and communication again.
Amen.
I thank God for this topic today. It has really opened my eyes. It was a wide topic in secret. Like in the book, it is short. But when you go through it, you find that it opens your mind. Things you take lightly are not lightly anymore. Praise the Lord. It goes deeper and deeper and deeper. It starts with your eyes. What do you see? Does it build you or does it break you? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the word is so much concerned about our well-being. What you see, what David saw that day is what made him a sinner later. Praise the Lord. What he saw is what affected his leadership, because he had to kill somebody, praise the Lord, to marry the wife. So some things you do may lead to either your blessing or your destruction. So you have to ask yourself, what I'm seeing, will it build me or destroy me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another thing, don't awaken your flesh before time. It will be really hard for you to grow, because the moment you open a door of fornication in your life, you will always be lusting upon each and every person you see. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the thing is, there is no perfect woman or perfect man out there. So whether you sleep with this man as good today, and tomorrow you sleep with another one, doesn't make your future husband the best out of them. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you'd rather walk in righteousness now and let God do his part by giving you the right one in the future. Hallelujah. Yeah. So God bless you. God bless you, and I'll take this opportunity.